Red Eye.
Red Eye. Erratic Asthmatic.
Asthmatic.
A podcast
with Red Eye and Erratic Asthmatic.
And what's good, everybody? Welcome back to the Red Eye and Erratic Asthmatic podcast. I'm your host, Erratic Asthmatic, and I'm here with my co-host.
Red Eye. Yo, yo. What's up?
What is happening? What's going on?
What is going on, indeed?
It got cold again.
The struggles.
I know, right? It was sunny for like a week.
Yeah.
It was warm.
This is how I get sick a lot, because
yeah,
like my body's like, oh, we're enjoying the heat now, so we're dressing up in a certain way.
Mm-hmm.
Then all of a sudden you wake up and you're like bare chested.
and the icicle.
And like with your window open and like it's a cool breeze coming in, and then you're like, my throat.
Yeah.
I can feel something in my throat.
I'm catching
a cold. I'm going to start sneezing. I did actually start sneezing like yesterday. I was just like, who's that? I was like, oh.
Oh, man.
No.
Yeah, I woke up today with allergies. Like, I am Sniffles McGee out here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's like when the temperature changes like this, it's like it just affects everything in the air.
Yeah. Got allergies coming in full force. Oh, man, I was pretty allergic yesterday, because I went out to, so the full context, I was cleaning the surfaces of my apartment. So like the counter, my drawers, my oven has like an interface panel and all this. So I'm cleaning that. And then the oven starts beeping and it shows this error code. I'm assuming because it got wet but like now I can't turn it off from the error code. So what I had to do was I had to reset the power entirely in order to reset the oven. So I have my utility box outside my door, and it's like on the side. Everybody's utility boxes in my building are outside of their apartment, but you can like, you still have like two doors that you can lock, you have a key to access, but it's so that you know, the maintenance people, they can access whenever because they have keys too.
Mm-hmm.
So I turn my power off, turn it back on. The oven works now, by the way. But then I saw a cat just chilling in my hallway. I hear meowing and I'm like, what the fuck is going on? There's a cat all the way down in the corner just meowing and shit.
Yeah.
I'm like,
you're like, this is a situation.
Yeah.
Someone set this up.
Right. I'm like, am I a part of this now?
Fuck. Yeah.
And so I was. And so I went down the hallway, and this cat was so friendly. The friendliest little fluff ball. So like I started getting cat hair all over me.
Mm.
And I was texting the group chat of the building, like, hey guys, someone missing their cat? Because the cat had a collar, so I'm like, someone knows this cat.
Yeah.
Someone here has to know this cat.
Yeah.
And so one guy finally, like, yeah, he was actually just a few doors down. He opened the door and I heard him coming out, and he's like, the text says she's out here. And so I'm like, okay, you must be referring to this cat, right? There's absolutely nothing else that you could be talking about. But yeah, it turns out it was his cat. And then I came back to my house, and then within like half an hour, I'm red eyes, nose running. Like coughing, and oh man, I am deathly allergic to cats, but I love cats, so I will choose death every time. Yeah, outside, like I'm feeling like the same now as I was yesterday, and I didn't pet any cat, so I'm here, and I even showered, actually. Like I got rid of all the cat hair, like all the clothes that I were wearing are in the hamper now.
Oh no, they have to be burned.
Yeah, they gotta be burnt. that's where I went wrong.
That's where you went wrong. There's still the essence in the air now.
Yeah, still particles flying around. Yeah. Turns out it was a good thing that I went out though, because he didn't know that the cat was.
And the cat was just chilling out. Yeah.
Yeah, no clue.
And then if the door opened, the cat could have just run out.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, so allergies going around, floating in the air today.
Yep.
And one thing that I don't like, though, about the Netherlands is that y'all's allergy pills are just not sufficient.
I don't take any allergy pills. Eye drops. I used to take eye drops.
Yeah.
But they didn't do shit. They just made me my eyes watery for like 5 minutes, and that's it.
Yeah. Just tearing up a little bit.
Yeah.
Can't handle the allergy.
So yeah, no, the pills don't work.
Yeah, I don't see, like, in the US I would take a Benadryl and I'd knock the fuck out for 3 hours.
Mm-hmm.
And then I wake up and I would need to take another allergy pill. that's the thing. They work because they just make you unconscious.
They work because they know. Yeah. The yeah. They don't take care of the allergies. It just makes you not feel anything by being knocked out.
Exactly. Drowsy ass fuck. Sometimes you have the allergy medicines that are like, nah, I'm drowsy. And then I take those and I'm like even more drowsy than the other allergy medicines. I'm like, what the hell? What's going on here? No, I'm drowsy.
Just getting yourself drugged up.
Gotta have that intake.
Yeah.
And I wonder what... I wonder what allergy medicine is. Because, like, I don't get a lot of allergy medicine here, so I don't know, like, all of what's available and the prices of everything.
Yeah.
But the allergy medicine that I have come across, that's especially, like, that's over-the-counter, is, like, super expensive. Pay like $20 for like what, 12 pills or something. And yeah, in the US you pay like $6 for a pack of 120.
It is what it is, man.
You got less value over here. I don't understand it. Same with batteries. Batteries are so expensive here.
Yeah, they're trying to reduce people from using batteries.
Yeah, that's true.
So that's why.
What, are you trying to reduce allergy medicine? Come on, give me money.
Trying to reduce the amount of people getting over-the-counter.
Over-the-counter allergy.
They want you to go to the doctor, use your health insurance money.
So that he can just tell me to take a paracetamol.
Yeah, and then sends you to the pharmacy with a prescription.
Mm-hmm.
Of a specific drug.
Yeah.
Particular. It's just a different name. It's just the same components of the drug that you get over the counter. So
it's like instead of 100 micrograms, you get 92 micrograms.
Yeah. And then they just, like, you know, take your money.
Yeah.
Because that's more expensive. You spend more money going to the doctor and getting stuff from the pharmacy than you get from going to get stuff from the countertop. See, this is the mind games I've been situated in. I know these things.
You got knowledge.
And knowledge. Like, I know for a fact. This one is the weirdest thing, right?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how many years ago, but I get, like, you know, dental checkup, you know.
Yeah.
After a while, I stopped going because they don't do shit. And then this guy is like, okay. You know, they put like the x-ray things or whatever, like, you know, bite on this, blah blah, so you can see.
Yeah.
And then he's like, I don't know, or he's just like, here's a can, spit in it. I was like, what? I don't have nothing to spit. So what do you want my spit?
Yeah.
What do you want my DNA for?
Yeah.
Put that shit away.
why am I being analyzed?
Yeah. Then randomly get calls. He's like, oh, it seems that you haven't come seen us and blah 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 days or years. I'm like, yeah, it's because I'm fine.
I'm fine. And plus, you never told me what you did with my spit, huh?
Yeah.
I still don't know. You probably got a clone of me growing in there.
Somewhere. Yeah, I don't know what you're doing. You sent my DNA to the government.
Yeah. Now I'm on the run. That's why I haven't seen you guys going off the grid.
No, but yeah. It's always like these games they play with the health sector here. Like, at one point, like on a certain side, you can say, oh yeah, my asthma medicine is cheaper in this sense compared to the USA. But then something else is like too extreme, you know, compared to what it is in the USA or whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
Whatever, from one extreme to others. Yeah, exactly. So otherwise then if you look at it, it balances out. You're still paying the same.
Balances out somehow. Yeah.
Yeah.
Still paying money regardless.
Yeah.
Man. But yeah, that's you know what I have never seen though? At least here. Like every time that I've seen a doctor write here, it's been fairly legible. Like they seem like actual letters. Even if they're in Dutch, I don't like read fluent Dutch yet.
Yeah.
But like when doctors in the US, I don't know if you've seen like memes or movies or shows like making fun of this, but like they'll write like basically a line. It'll be like utter gibberish.
And that only the pharmacist understands.
The pharmacist understands. It's like, oh,
yeah. Yeah. I had that in Ethiopia as well.
Yeah.
Just looks like one line. You're like, huh?
Yeah, exactly. The doctor's like, oh, chloroform. You need to be.
This is what you need. I was like, no, it's not.
No, it's not.
Even I know that. That's an exaggeration.
You didn't spell this correctly. I don't think so. Man. Yeah. Sometimes it is. Sometimes it is difficult to spell out medicine, so.
Yeah.
Like you see like a commercial. That's another thing that I noticed in the U.S. compared to here. There's commercials in the U.S. for particular medicines.
Medicines, yeah.
Yeah. And like, ask your doctor about chance.
Yeah.
And then people go to the doctor and it's like, well, I saw this commercial about this one particular thing, so I want this one particular thing. Don't be prescribing me other things that you think would fit me better.
Yeah.
Because I know my body. It's all a commercial.
And the ad said.
The ad said. Yeah, ask your doctor about.
Yeah.
Right before listing a bunch of side effects that I didn't listen to.
Yeah, exactly. No, 5 years later, 5 years later, see the same, not the same ad, but about the medicine. Yeah.
So if like, you've ever taken,
we're taking this, yeah, you're
you
not
be entitled to
yeah
financial compensation.
Contact a law firm or blah blah.
Yeah, exactly.
He's like, yeah, I can't even speak now.
When a law firm has some weird name that you're trying to Google.
Yeah,
you can't, like it's the page is not even up yet on the SEO. It's not even like first. You got to go to like page 5 to find it.
Yeah, exactly. Such a common name as well. It's just like Smith and Rowe. Like, yeah. How many Smiths and Rowe's are there?
<That's> exactly. Smith and Rowe. And then you're trying to find the medicine, but you spend too much time Googling. It's too late. Your infection has taken over.
Yeah.
You fall right at your keyboard.
Yeah.
Someone tries to look through your history. It's like, ooh, what is Smith and Rowe?
Rowe.
I don't know. There's 200 searches for it, though. Then there's a new commercial. It's like, have you ever tried gathering financial compensation from Smith and Rowe? Then you might be entitled. Oh man. I always think about this. Like, what if you pass away? Like, what if something happens, you get into a car accident or something? What would your internet history look like? Because I actually clear mine fairly regularly. Just because I don't want people to ever open and then see 20 tabs of the same, I don't know, fucking anything. Like, I'm trying to search for a meme and I'm searching like yellow cap, yellow head cap, yellow hair.
Like that.
Yeah. And I'm like, what the fuck is this picture? Yeah. People are going to be looking at like, what is he so obsessed about?
Why is he looking at all this stuff?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. My first thing is like, yeah, good luck unlocking my computer.
Good luck unlocking, yeah, exactly. Got this unlock.
If you do manage to get in, congratulations.
Yeah, maybe you deserve it. Go ahead.
Yeah,
run wild.
You deserve to see everything now.
Yeah.
You're in my world.
That is actually true, because I don't have any like fingerprint or face ID for anything. It's all codes and
it's
patterns.
A code, yeah. And I've never shared any of my passwords or codes with anyone, so it's like,
yeah,
if you figure it out, then yeah,
Good luck.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Go ahead.
Yeah, but then I also don't want to see, I don't want them to see all of the misspellings that I have too. I misspell like really easy words a lot of the time.
That's not a big deal for me. It's like it comes with
the urgency.
The whole point of Googling it, because you want to make sure you're typing it correctly.
Yeah. I don't know, is there a word that you can like just never be able to spell correctly? For me, it's accommodate. Like for some reason this word, like I cannot grasp that there's two C's and two M's.
And two M's, yeah.
I'm always like,
accommodate.
Yeah. I'm always like, okay, there's two C's and then one M, right? No, there's no. One C and then two M, right?
Yeah.
No, there's two C, but that doesn't look right either. What's going on? Next, there's going to be two T's. Two D's.
Everything.
Everything. Two everything. Two of everything.
Two of everything.
And since there's two C's and two M's, now there's four C's and four. Yeah. Two A's, four. Two O's. Yeah, accommodate.
Interesting.
Also, and that kind of also bleeds into the word necessary. I'm like, okay, so there's two C's in necessary now, right? But that's not the case at all.
You're like, no.
No. And then Google is just like, did you mean the actual spelling of the word, you fucking dumbass?
Yeah.
I'm like, yes. Yes, I did.
Well, that's what I was trying to type.
That's what I was trying to type, yeah. The red line's wrong.
Yeah.
Yeah, is there any word like that for you? Or is it just like in the moment?
Yeah, I think it's just a glitch. Yeah, something happens in my head where I'm typing something.
Yeah.
And I can't get it right. And I'm like, why am I not getting this? I'm like, what the? I'm like, no. This doesn't look right. And even if you typed it right, you're still like, it doesn't look right.
Yeah, exactly. Especially after spelling it incorrectly like 3, 4, 5 different times, you're like,
yeah,
you finally because get it right. You're like, this can't be right.
This can't be. It's no. There's a problem with the error red line you get when it's spelled. So you're like, you type it until you get it correct.
Yeah.
And then when it's gone, you're like, no, that's still not right. That's there's something wrong with this thing.
This must be a homonym or something like that.
Yeah. I think the computer just got tired, so
yeah. Stop producing the red line.
Yeah.
I always do that, especially like if I type a word. If I'm typing a sentence, sometimes I will type like every single word correctly. I won't misspell anything. And then I'll get to a word that I usually misspell and I'll spell it correctly. Mm-hmm. And then I'll see no red line. And there's no red line under any other word, but I'm like spelling everything correctly up to this point.
Yeah.
And so I'm like, I don't believe you. And then I like press space and do like the, you know, SDFQR, just like typing random letters.
Yeah, yeah, to see if it works.
And to see if the red line will show up, and then it does, and I'm like,
That's just Google, right. Just in case. Yeah,
exactly. So in short, if you ever read my history, you'll just see a bunch of misspellings of accommodation.
Yeah,
accommodation. He was looking for a place. He was looking for a place to move. Yeah. It's a sad ending.
Yeah.
Accommodation. What if there's a lot of words that have pronunciations also that are weird? Like, I don't understand how it can be graphic, but then giraffe. Like, why are the G's two different?
Oh, that's what you mean, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, I've given up on English when it comes to those things. Yeah. So it is what it is.
What if... Yeah, that's true. What if God came down and he's just like, it's pronounced Jod. And then he just left. That was the only thing. It's just everybody.
Everyone's like, what?
Yeah, what? He comes back, he's like, actually, it's pronounced Jif.
Jeff.
Yeah. I mean that would cut down a lot of my taking the Lord's name in vain.
Just be like, ah.
God.
Jahad, sorry, Jahad.
Sorry, Jahad. Jahad, damn it.
Jahad, damn it.
I would assimilate directly. Like, if he came down and that was his only, he's like, it's pronounced Jahad, guys. I'd be like, all right, I am a devout Christian now.
Yeah.
This is, that's the only thing he cared about? Hell yeah, let's go, Jahad.
Yeah. He's like, say my name properly.
Say my name properly. Put some respect on it. Man, I think that would also be kind of shitty though. If that's the only thing that he came down to do. It's like, hold on, yeah. Hold on.
Wait,
more you gotta fix.
Yeah, exactly. There's other things you need to take care of. It's like, nah, this was more important.
Just yeah.
It's been almost, it's been over 2,000 years, and I'm sick and tired of you guys.
Yeah.
Yeah. You guys can never get it right. I gave you so many chances.
So many chances. Man, that'd be like the biggest red flag to have in any deity. It's like, just say my name correct. I don't care if you're suffering.
Yeah.
Damn, maybe we should convert or something.
Yeah.
What's Allah doing nowadays? It's the same thing. It's the same God. What's Vishnu up to?
Doing what he does, man.
Doing what he does. Yeah.
Now it's always like that one joke by Eddie Griffin where he talks about God and he's like something about like how God made, like, if you're all religious, right?
Mm-hmm.
Almost all religious people is like believe that God made you in his image, or you know,
mm-hmm. Yeah,
so he's like, yeah, if he created me, made me funny, you know, and speak this way, well, he made me this way, right? Yeah. And then he was joking about how does Jesus whistle
through the hole in his palm
or whatever, like, yeah. That, right? And then he's like, oh, huh. And then, like, apparently some people in the crowd are like, you're going to hell. He's just like, how do you know?
Yeah, yeah.
The God calm down and tell you.
Yeah.
He's like, oh, I'm kind of busy right now, but tell that motherfucker that he's going to hell.
Oh, man.
It was so funny. And then he was also like, I don't care about what religion you follow. If you follow Jesus, Allah, Buddha, blah, blah, blah. Mm-hmm. The whole thing is that these guys were prophets. They were out here to send a message.
Yeah.
My question to you is, did you get the message?
Did you get the message? If you ain't got no message, don't even talk to me.
Yeah.
Then how are you going to believe they got maybe they did get the message.
Maybe.
What proof did they provide?
Yeah,
they don't got some, like, you know, notarized copy of
it's just passed down from person to person, and it's like that whisper game. It's passed down from person to person,
yeah,
and the story keeps changing,
all the way. Yeah,
yeah.
End up with a whole new,
whole new
book.
Yeah, it's like someone starts in the line. It's like, tell blah 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 that I have a crush on her. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Then person after that tells blah 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 that she needs to crush her test.
Yeah.
And then by the time it gets there, it's just like, I need to crash my car. Like, wait, what?
Wait, what? You want me to crash my car?
That's not how it started.
I swear. It wasn't me. I also wonder sometimes, like, what part of that game in general, like, what part is purposefully misheard and what part's actually misheard? Because sometimes I do, like, mishear people. I'm like, what did you say? And they repeat themselves, and I'm like, oh, this is entirely different
than what, I heard first, initially. Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But then in the game of telephone, like, if your express intent is to listen and then repeat what is said, how often does that actually happen? I think a lot of it has to be on purpose, but also, like, I don't know, my hearing.
People
shit,
hear. So. Yeah, not hear properly. And it's like, you hear what you want to hear.
Yeah, and you hear you what you want to hear. And then you pass that on.
Yeah.
The person that gets to tell blah, blah, blah that she needs to crash her car. Oh, I need to tell her to crash her car. Okay.
Yeah.
Let me get right on this.
Yeah. Been waiting for this moment.
Exactly what I was thinking, actually. You read my mind. Weather is pretty nice-ish. I mean, like, it's colder, but it's still not, it's not like stormy or rainy or anything like that.
Yeah, well, it's just depressing.
Just depressing.
It's cloudy.
I don't like clouds. I don't know. I enjoy cloudy weather.
I don't like if it's cloudy, but it's not doing anything. Like, at least rain.
You know? Oh, I see. I see.
That's what I mean. It's like, I hate it when it's cloudy and then it's hot. And you're like, why?
Why is this? And warm,
Yeah, you're like, what is this? And it feels like it's a cage. Because, like, the clouds are not trapping you in. It's like,
as if you weren't before.
But it just feels more like a trap. Like, it's like,
claustrophobic out here.
Yeah. It's like, oh, it's like you're in a big pot. Claustrophobic
outside. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I should, I've been meaning to go walk more outside. But I haven't. I've been doing, like, for the past couple days, I've done at least, like, you know, 10 minutes outside. I'm, like, walking around, and, you know, enjoying the nature as much as possible. Live in a very somewhat relatively industrialized area compared to a lot of the other parts of the Netherlands. But, you know, there's still trees.
There's some trees here and there. Yeah.
More than what I'm used to growing up.
At least,
I don't know. I was walking the other day, and I see, like, there's a highway kind of next to where I live a little bit, and it reminded me, like, I was thinking about driving, the times that I was driving, and I remember there being, like, a bunch of, you know, have to follow all the rules, but then there's also, like, emergency vehicles, you have to pay attention to sirens and stuff. And then later I came back, I put on a little bit of music, and then I heard a siren in the music. And I'm like, and then that kind of triggered my memory back to, like, watching the cars and actually driving. I remember so often whenever there was a honk or a siren or anything inside of a song while I'm driving, I'm always like, huh, what was that?
Yeah, is it real?
Where is that coming from? Do I gotta pull over? Am I going to jail? This is it. This is it for me.
I'm too young.
But I saw this question online that reminded me of both of these situations.
Okay.
And it was like, how would you feel about a law that explicitly bans that from radio stations, like songs with sirens and beeping and honking? I'm like, this is a peculiar question. I was just thinking about this shit.
It bans all songs played on the radio.
It bans, like that type of audio being played in the radio. So that would include songs. That would include commercials.
Would
include any radio play of those sounds, basically.
Yeah.
Which I feel like on one hand would be useful, but on the other hand, that would be extraordinarily difficult to regulate. That would be
It's like, maybe then you just don't play the song in its entirety. You just
exactly, that's what I mean. Like, you would just not play the song in order to avoid any possible, you know, repercussions.
Yeah.
Not just like try to edit the siren out. That would be a lot of work. Imagine the radio station people.
It's like this song. Yeah.
Just you're like just lower the siren sound. No, just the just isolate the siren sound. Look.
How?
How? Yeah. How? Do that. I'm sure there's probably a way with the sound and engineering, sound production, but I don't
know. Yeah, but no, because like especially I know for rap music or like music that has explicit content, they make versions of those songs made for radio, so they remove all the curse words, blah blah blah, and like so like the beat and everything still plays because that comes from, you know, the artist's production team.
Is it the same production team that works on both songs, the radio version and the explicit version?
Yeah, I think that's what they do, because then they make one for radio and then they make one for mass distribution, like original content.
Yeah,
you know. Yeah.
Yeah, so any new song going forward, that would be easy.
Yeah.
If that were like, to be like a law put in place. But any song beforehand, you know, you can't really call up the people.
Like, hey, so you remember that song you made 30 years ago? Like,
which one?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. But I don't drive anymore, so this wouldn't affect me regardless.
Yeah.
Even though it's not even a thing.
But what about if you're just wearing headphones and you're walking around?
Yeah, I mean, then it's kind of, I don't know, if you're like...
Then you like take off your headphones, you're like,
yeah,
nah, it ain't real. It's not real.
I think with headphones, you might be able to, I don't know, like between car and walking outside, I think at least I would be able to distinguish the reality versus the song better.
I think it
like
also...
in a car, it's usually like you have speakers, so like your ears aren't like you're still listening.
It depends
to
how
everything.
Loud you're playing. Yeah.
Yeah.
Depends how loud you're playing.
Yeah, that's true too.
Because I remember, I know also for like not every ambulance or police car siren is the same in every country.
Yeah.
So it doesn't really apply to all countries, you know. Like,
that's also true. Yeah.
So you're just like, because the ambulance sounds you hear in this country is totally different than what you hear.
Yeah, in Germany
else.
Or Belgium.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Yeah.
So you're just like here, it's like wah, 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 and you're like,
yeah.
What's that? A duck? Like what's going on? And sometimes it just makes one sound once and that's it, and there's just lights going on.
Yeah,
and then it's like like that was it. Okay,
that was it. Okay, all right. I thought you needed to be people need to be aware.
And the police car sound more like fire brigade.
Yeah.
So it's confusing. So like in my mind, I'm like, oh, that's a fire. No, it's a fire. It's the police.
Like... Yeah, I've noticed the same too. Yeah, the police sirens do kind of sound like fire. I don't know. They give me the vibe of
They give you a vibe. Lighting, yeah. So. Yeah.
Sirens more so than police. Yeah. And then whenever there's like an emergency signal going out from like police or ambulance, at least in the US, I don't know about the Netherlands driving laws, but in the US you have to pull over.
You have to pull over, yeah.
To the side, yeah.
Yeah.
I remember one time I was at a stoplight and it was like a 3-lane road and it was like me and two other cars each taking up one lane. And so we're all at the front of the stoplight and I see like an ambulance coming from behind in my rearview mirror. And so I'm like I pull into like the side, the little corner, because one of us has to.
Yeah.
And the ambulance gets by into the lane, you know, through the lane that I was in. And then the light turns green, but nobody behind the ambulance waited for me to get back into my position.
They just
so the people in my lane are just going while
after,
I'm stuck in this like corner area I need to get into.
People just being assholes, man.
Yeah, exactly. Like, man, this is what I get for following the law.
Yeah.
Some bullshit. trying to be a good Samaritan out here in these literal streets. But,
that's what happens, man.
That is what happens. Man, I hate driving overall, though. Too many people, too many other people out there. I don't like sharing the road.
I like being assholes. Driven, so someone can drive me. It's not a big deal.
I don't even like that. I actually dislike being driven more than I dislike driving.
Oh yeah.
Because I'm not in control of this vehicle that is flailing my body around.
That's the best part. Just fall asleep.
That's the best part. Just. I don't know. I'm not so trusting about other people's driving ability.
Yeah, I don't trust anybody's driving ability. I just sleep. I have less trust issues when I'm sleeping.
Yeah, that way you die while you're already unconscious.
Yeah, exactly. So I'm like, you know, if I made it, I made it. If I didn't, then at least I had a nap.
Yeah. pre-death nap.
Yeah.
You built up your energy. Ready for the afterlife.
Yeah. Whatever that is.
Whatever that is. Oh, yeah. So, I think that about wraps up this episode.
Yeah.
Listeners, let us know what you think.
Hell yeah.
Make sure to give us a like, share us around. Do you have any stories of ambulances or firefighters or police encounters with sirens? Do you ever think that it's a real siren when it's in a song? Would you be up in arms about a law being passed to prevent that? What if God came down and said his name was pronounced John?
Mm-hmm.
What would you do? What would be your reaction?
Exactly.
But as always, thank you for listening. Hope you enjoyed the episode, and we'll see you next time.
Peace.